The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Monday edition, back to work. Welcome to it, Tom.
Hey, Crudy. Happy hour. Rich on the board. Thank you, sir. Our fair audience. Welcome to the political party.
Tom, we've got to turn our attention, I would say, almost immediately to the Trump hush money trial. How can we not, right? And apparently, as often happens, Trump, before the judge again this morning, regarding the gag order, and these $1,000 fines, even according to Juan Bershon, the judge, they're just not having the desired effect. They're not hushing the man. They're not gagging his ass. So a threat of jail. And, you know, it's interesting. I've told you, I'm a mass consumer of the media. And earlier today, I was consuming some media. MSNBC, they've got the evidentiary stuff. They're, you know, coming out of court with bated breath just to give us the play-by-play on the testimony going on. But over on Fox News, the outrage is they're taking away Donald Trump's First Amendment rights. This gag order can't be fair. This can't be fair. And the panelist over on the Foxy News, I think it was the Outnumbered program, came with the conclusion, Dom, the best thing that could ever happen to Donald Trump, according to Fox News, they throw his ass in jail. And I'm thinking, I agree with Fox News.
You agree with Fox News. Finally, Crudy, they're not full of it. You agree with them.
Well,
but what was their reasoning? He'll make $1 million every time he shows up to court like the sun said.
$50 million. He would make $50 million from his ardent supporters if he just got his ass thrown in jail. That, according to the Fox News panelists, Tom. Above and beyond that, they claim it would be a 5 to 7 point swing in the electorate towards Trump. And
well, let's find out. There's only one way to find out. That's what I say.
That would be, I would like to see this play out. And, you know, just as a science experiment, I'd like to see it play out because he talks tough when he goes into court. And he came out of court today and, you know, he made some bold claims. They want to throw me in jail. You know, I would gladly go there, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm making it up, but basically, you know, he would gladly go to jail for justice, for the Constitution, Don, for the right of the First Amendment. And I'm like, that's not in question here. You're a criminal defendant who keeps going after the jury and witnesses in the case. And you cannot do that. There's a whole lot.
No, he's under an unconstitutional gag order. What's there going to appeal? And because of that, of course, I, Donald Trump, am not allowed to testify. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's false or true or what the circumstances are. The dude's going to say it no matter what because, you know why? He's got a willing cult membership that eats up every little thing he says.
Speculative, Dom. This trial's been going on for a couple weeks now, and Trump has removed some of his social media posts, mostly the New York Post. He repeated that one multiple times. It basically attacked soon-to-be witness Michael Cohen is a serial perjurer, and he posted multiple times.
Donald Trump continues to, instead of backing down, he shows up for court when he's supposed to. He's complying with the, at least, if not the gag order, certainly the penalty of the gag order by pulling down the offending remarks. So for a man who's, you know, standing up to the man, he's still showing up to court every day and doing what he's told.
Well, what's the alternative? I actually saw a young
lady. Jail, baby. Don't show up. I think Bannon was telling him this stuff a couple of weeks ago. Don't show up. Make him come get you. I'm thinking, yeah, I agree with Steve Bannon. Crudy agrees with Fox News. Let's see how that works out.
Well, they're letting him off every Wednesday, plus rando holidays, and when jurors need to step out for personal things. They've been,
of course,
quitting early. And his son's high school graduation. He gets to go to Barron's graduation on the 17th, my understanding, Dom.
That was me. Damn it, I got to go to Barron's graduation now.
Well,
the Washington Post has just a little bit here. Donald Trump threatened with jail for any future violations of a limited gag order imposed on in his falsifying business records case. The judge made it clear to Trump that his 10th gag order violation, count them, 10, which he ruled on at the start of Monday's court session, was going to be the last that would result in only a fine. Quote, "The last thing I want to do is put you in jail," Mershon said. "You are the former president of the United States and possibly the next president as well." The judge noted that jailing Trump would require a monumental effort involving several law enforcement agencies, including the Secret Service and New York's Corrections Department. To take that step would be disruptive to these proceedings, Mershon said. Yeah, it would.
I thought they had a courthouse jail.
11, 11, 11. We want 11. Yeah, man.
My thought was you buy 10 and you get the 11th for free, like a punch card.
A baker's dozen.
We'll see.
12 get the 13th free. We'll see. We'll see.
Do you think, I mean, and obviously, Don, we don't have any control over the proceedings. So us saying it doesn't make it so. Just for clarity, audience, because I know a few of you think if we say it, it might happen. But what do you think of this concept, Don? Throwing the guy's ass in jail. What do you, first and foremost, we'll know when it's merited because there will be some evidence. Michael Cohen will take the stand. Stormy Daniels will take the stand, and he won't be able to hold it back. Damn, he'll throw some crap on the Truthy social. He'll break the gag order again. You know he will. And then what happens? And what should happen?
Well, he should cool his heels for 8 to 10, 12, 24 hours in the jail cell. Like anybody, I mean, 10 times? I mean, you got to be freaking kidding me, man. If this was anybody else talking that kind of smack, violating gag orders to that degree, this kind of justice, quote unquote, the comeuppance would have come a long time ago. So, no, man, I really wonder, while I would, that'd be a tough bet. Will he do it? I mean, he seems so obvious that he can't help himself.
Do you think he wants to do it? At least broadly, he knows he'll be safe because he'll be protected in some sort of protective custody. But do you think he wants to do it? Do you think, isn't he begging for this? Don't you think strategically Donald Trump wants to play this out and Steve Bannon's encouraging it?
No, I get it. I mean, it's one thing to talk smack. Sure. That's great. Let's talk smack. And then you got to live through it. Then you got to get down there and you got to take your shoes off and you got to put on the jumpsuit. You know, you got to get checked for lice, maybe do some orifice searching. You know, I don't know how it's all going to go down, but you know, that's not something I think men or a guy like Donald Trump is going to want to be into. He talks a lot of smack, but when it comes down to it, he can't have his hairspray and his stylist for 24 hours. I don't know if he will, man. And then, above and beyond that, now you got to hold him until you get the process ready. You're in contempt, sir. You can no longer leave the courtroom. Now you got to go through whatever process that Mershon talks about with the New York officials and the Secret Service, how we do it, where we do it. It's going to delay the issue. It's going to slow down the process. And the last thing Trump wants to do, even to make $50 million a day, is to slow down this process. If you listen, believe anything he says, which of course you cannot do because a man lies constantly. So what does he want? Well, he wants it all to go away and he wants to be a dictator for life. That's what he wants. What's he going to get? He's going to get found guilty in this case. And if he doesn't shut his trap, he's going to do a couple of days or at least one night in Mershon's cooling tank.
And do you think the American people would be outraged and come rushing to his aid? Other than the cult MAGA faithful that are already there. MAGA,
no, absolutely not. Listen, everyone has this kind of sense. When you're in the courtroom, if the court has no authority, why is Trump showing up? He's already acquiesced. He got his picture taken, right? In the Fulton, Georgia County case. He acquiesced to that. He shows up in court when he's supposed to.
Only to fundraise off it?
He's already complying to some degree. If there is no, if there is no authority within the judicial system, why would he even show up? So by the fact he's already got this far, he is providing that authority to the justice system, which of course we all know. And anybody that's ever been around anything, been in this world, in this country, knows that if you're in court and the judge tells you to stand up, you stand up. He tells you to take your hat off, take your hat off, right? You cannot be in contempt of court 5, 6, 10, maybe 11 times. No, there is consequence to that, and it should be consistent all the time. He's already gotten way more leeway than anybody ever should have allowed, as far as I'm concerned. It should have happened last time. But all right, but I'm not the judge. We'll see what happens. Obviously, Judge Mershon is giving him a large leeway.
A lot of leash. A lot of rope to hang himself with.
You were a former president. You could be the next president. And for anybody else, you think that would actually strike them. Like, wow, you're right. I should start acting presidential. Right, but not this guy, man. Not this guy. So, no, if you want him to continue to, you know, attack the pillars of society, sure, let him talk trash, have him not show up, see what happens. But no, you have to. He's got to be held accountable like everybody else.
Jim from Madison, you're the first caller today. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jim. I totally agree that it's got to be put in prison just to teach him a lesson of what it's like. But he'll use it with his co-conspirators from January 6th to say, I'm one of you. I now know what you're going through serving time.
Well, he was always very sympathetic to them, and they all sang together on the whole iTunes hit, right?
Yeah, well, now he can sing Kumbaya because if he goes to jail, he says, see, I know how you're suffering. So,
I'm sorry we lost you, Jim. Well, and he also says it makes him more credible with black voters. You know, because he's had experience with the criminal justice system.
Or being persecuted, and he's got the sneakers for sale. So, you know, that should be a home run for him.
I would like to see it happen. I would like for him to spend at least one night in jail. Have you ever spent a night in jail, Dom?
Nope.
I would like to see you spend one night in jail. Hopefully not through guilty association with me, though.
Catch me if you can, baby.
You are small, hard to catch. Come back, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. It's a Monday edition. We'll give you some of the evidence presented in court and some crazy ideas. If we're ever going to not implode under our national debt, there's only one solution. Eat the baby boomers. More Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
We are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join the political party. Talk or text, hit us up, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, what I saw described as perhaps the most damning testimony yet, the actual white tablet where they did the back of the envelope, if you will, on the hush money payments. And they brought in the Trump accountant, and he actually, and this is a quote, when trying to explain this away, he said, I made a boo-boo. That was a man's testimony in court today.
I made a boo-boo.
Yeah. The Daily Beast describes it. We're seeing the white corporate notepad that says Trump at the top. It shows the cover-up math. This is the most damning evidence we've seen so far. And this is what I mean when I say McConney. McConney is the Trump accountant who was being first grilled by direct and then cross-examination by Bovee, who is the attorney for Trump. This is what I mean when I say McConney is a teddy bear buffoon. I made a boo-boo. That was an actual quote. The guy went on the stand and said, I made a boo-boo.
Made a boo-boo.
Do you think that gets the old man off, Dom?
No, I don't think so.
So, anyways, Dom, it's not going well. And that's not the way it's being described at all by Fox News. Again, as I'm consuming the media and comparing and contrasting, you know, the Fox News has almost completely diminished the value of the Hope Hicks testimony given last week when she basically made the acknowledgement that Donald Trump said he's glad that the Stormy Daniels payoff had happened and, you know, it kept it from coming out immediately after the Access Hollywood. Yes. And then Hope Hicks.
She testified that Donald Trump ordered the code red.
That's and then she apparently cried.
Yes.
Which Fox News perceived to be as a positive turn of events for this woman. And so now his accountant's basically trying to cover up the back of the envelope math by saying, oh, I made a boo-boo. Now, under cross-examination by Bovee, and, you know, Fox News very quick to point out, he said Trump didn't order these things directly per se, and Michael Cohen is an attorney, so maybe he was doing legal work for the president, maybe, in 2017. A little bit of the coverage from the Foxy News Digital. They think they've brought it all back with the former President Trump did not personally direct the Trump Organization executive to set up the reimbursement payments to former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, according to witness testimony today in the New York v. Trump case. Michael Cohen was a lawyer, defense attorney Emil Bovee, as former Trump Organization controller Jeffrey McConney on Monday. Now, I would point out, Emil Bovee has never done cross-examination before this trial. This guy's a rookie. He was a former prosecutor, but apparently had never done cross on behalf of a defendant at trial before.
You know,
told the judge that is a decide, Dom.
It's an easy one to, you know, break in on. This is a good one. Way to go, Bovee.
So anyways, Bovee. Michael Cohen was a lawyer asking the accountant, Jeffrey McConney, who is a goofy-looking guy. Yeah, sure, McConney responded. And the payments to lawyers by the Trump Organization are legal expenses, right? Asked Bovee. Yes, said McConney. President Trump did not ask you to do any of the things you just described, correct? He did not, McConney. So it's all over. Trial's done. Let's be done, according to Fox News, because what? This guy didn't witness Trump direct the code red, but we heard Hope Hicks say, well, he acknowledged directing the code red, but that testimony, that was last week. So don't link the two. I mean, I think the prosecution's doing a good job putting on the layers of circumstantial evidence, building the broader case where, you know, most reasonable jurors at the end of this, Dom, are going to find themselves convicting Trump beyond a reasonable doubt. I think the prosecution, so far, so good. We haven't seen the defense, but so far, so good. And the reliance on Michael Cohen as the star witness, as Fox News wants to describe him as, no, there's been a lot of star witnesses. I would say David Pecker. I would say the McDonald, the attorney for both Stormy Daniels and the Karen McDougal. And hell, I don't think this testimony from the sign off on whatever accountant is exactly exculpatory.
And they also had what Deborah Tarasoff, she was what the accounts payable supervisor. You know, so these are the folks that are going through the dry daily process of, you know, processing and cutting checks. No, and I'm curious to know, and we'll never know, because of course Weisselberg, the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, is serving his second stint in Rikers for lying once again on behalf of the former president, Donald Trump.
Well, it's called perjury when you do it on the witness stand, Dom.
So he's so perjurious, he cannot be used for this case. You know, he doesn't have any credibility whatsoever. And of course, he's in Rikers as we speak. And my understanding is Weisselberg was very specifically the guy, the go-between between Trump and Cohen in this case. Hey, I got to talk to you. Got to set up that LLC, you know, remember that kind of thing. So not having that testimony available, I think is something to get, you're going to have to overcome, and perhaps bringing in the, you know, this lady and Jeffrey McConney, her former boss, this is Deborah Tarasoff, the accounts payable person. How'd it work? What were the caps? It was run like a family business. It was run like a small family business. This kind of stuff is pretty dry, but it's also very important. And the numbers work out. Well, they gave them $130,000 and they doubled it. Then they added some money onto it. They came up with $420,000 and divided by 12 payments, $35,000 a month. And some out of the trust, apparently some out of Trump's own personal account when he was in office. So then I'm wondering, well, why is Donald Trump paying Michael Cohen, his corporate attorney, out of his own personal account? And why is the corporate attorney getting a 1099 from the Trump organization? I thought he was an employee, but maybe he's not. Maybe it's common that he's getting a 1099. But then did Trump, from his own personal funds, provide Cohen with a 1099? There's just some things I'm not quite clear on yet.
Well, that's the criming part, Dom. That's why they're laying it out in steps. There's more steps. We'll tell you about them. Devil's Advocates. That's why you listen. We've got the facts. What do they call them? Facts. Evidence. I like that stuff.
Someone's 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Back to work Monday, a manic Monday. Damn, you made it on time, though. That's good.
See?
Donald Trump, a statement as he was leaving the courtroom today. Apparently, this judge has given me a gag order. Now, I paraphrased this before. See how accurate I was, Dom. This judge has given me a gag order and said, you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
All right, let's see it. Do it up. Violate it, baby.
Especially this Sunday on Mother's Day, so he doesn't have to buy Melania anything, right? Maybe Saturday night into Sunday sort of thing. See what we can do.
Never want to go on the weekend, man. Now, they're going to get out till Monday.
One of the interesting notes, Dom, that I saw was the fact that Trump is not a rubber stamp. And, you know, this defense is at some point going to say, well, you know, he's the boss. You put stuff in front of him. He just signs it because that's what the boss does. And I remember once upon a time, I owned a property management company and we were managing hundreds of client accounts and I signed all the checks. That was part of my due diligence. And I would keep an eye on every check I signed. And I'd look at the invoice and I'd sign it and I'd sign it. And every so often I'd say, wait a minute, what's this check all about? And I'd ask Kathleen, who was my office manager, and we'd either discuss it or we would reject the fee or say, you know, I need clarity from the vendor or whatever the case may be.
Right.
Well, guess who else does that? Donald Trump. Experts claim Trump org witness just destroyed a key defense, according to the Raw story, one of my favorite sources. A witness in Donald Trump's criminal trial today revealed that all personal checks from the ex-president's account were personally signed by him, by Trump. This includes the reimbursement that he sent his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, after he allegedly paid adult film star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about the sexual relationship with Trump. And this is according to testimony from Deborah Tarasoff, the Trump Organization employee who processed the invoices submitted by Cohen for reimbursement. She then cut the checks and stapled them on top of the invoices. That's what Kathleen used to do. Tarasoff explained that any check that Trump didn't want to pay would have void written over the top in Sharpie. He did it often, and it wasn't unusual. However, the checks for Cohen were signed, she said. It's almost like he meant to do that, Dom. Checks were sent to Trump in Washington via FedEx, Tarasoff said. In an email on February 14, 2017, he told her to pay and post the expenses that Cohen had submitted. This testimony weakens Trump's lawyer's possible argument that he would sign anything that came before his desk. One legal analyst speaking on MSNBC says this, Dom. This is critical. What you can't do now, if you're Donald Trump's defense attorneys, is say that, look, his signature had to go on everything, so it became a rubber stamp for anything and everything in front of him. It's important to understand that now we're getting closer and closer to the actual legal legality, or lack thereof, Dom.
The actual, or lack thereof.
The paperwork, the paper trail. That is what's now being presented.
Yeah. So, and that's very specific and very clear and doesn't lie. It's credible, right? They don't have to worry about your paperwork getting caught up in some tabloid scheme. I mean, these are administrators and accountants doing what the boss told them. And I would also mention, and I don't have it in front of me, but I believe the minimum amount of money that was required for Trump's signature went from $2,500 prior to him winning election, like $10,000 afterwards. So anything above and beyond that had to get signed off on specifically by Donald Trump, which would also seem to indicate, well, I guess he's keeping a pretty close eye on things. If you're signing, if you needed to approval of a $2,500 check for a billionaire, that seems like a lot of micromanaging.
Here's something else you should be aware of, Dom, and pointed out by the legal experts that are aware of the testimony in the trial today. Donald Trump can no longer say, I was paying Michael Cohen for legal services. Coleman, one of the legal experts on MSNBC, points out, you're paying out of your own personal account. Right. That was a big part of it. It's going to come out as more documents are presented, as well as why to conceal another crime. That's also what the prosecution has been doing during the testimony of other witnesses and what it's been putting out. Oh, I like what they're putting down, Dom. Joyce Vance agreed. That's right. She can do that. And she does even more, because the real issue in this case is proving what Donald Trump knew. And she has testified that the checks are stable to the invoices, and that how it goes to Donald Trump for approval. And you know, as Tristan and Charles were saying, the Coleman, the aforementioned, Trump was not a rubber stamp. He was carefully scrutinizing these things. Something else that's interesting about Donald Trump, Dom, he puts almost nothing into writing. So you might wonder, why are we dealing? I mean, this woman that presented the invoices and the checks had very little or no interaction directly with Donald Trump. But he never put anything in text or email form. Donald Trump is really like a good mob boss. Who else used to act like that? Scott Walker used to tell people, oh, don't write it down. Come see me. You know, but only if you're in the circle. Well, Donald Trump didn't like a paper trail. But when it came time to sign some checks, Dom, you got to deal with the policy. And if the guy won't sign checks, and you know Donald Trump's the sort to stiff people constantly, I bet he wrote void in Sharpie often.
Yes.
So when he signs off, and he utilizes his personal funds, not business funds
that you could write off. And this goes back to what he said, what, a week or two ago. We didn't take the tax consequence. We didn't take the write-off.
Most people would take the write-off. I didn't even take the write-off. That wasn't exculpatory. It was damning. It was a confession in the hallway.
He didn't take the write-off because he took it out of his personal funds to pay his corporate lawyer. Why would you pay your corporate lawyer with your personal funds? Unless you're trying to hide something. Here's how the payments went down, according to Reuters. Prosecutors on Monday showed jurors business records that documented payments totaling $420,000 from Trump to Cohen. Those payments were listed as legal fees, but prosecutors say they were actually meant to reimburse Cohen for paying $130,000 to Daniels to keep quiet about the sexual encounter she says she had with Trump in 2006. Trump denies ever having sex with Daniels. Of course he does. Prosecutors say the $420,000 paid by Trump was meant to cover $130,000 Cohen paid to Daniels, along with $50,000 in other expenses he incurred. Trump doubled that total to account for taxes and also included a $60,000 year-end bonus. So $130,000, right? Plus $130,000, plus $50,000, plus $50,000, plus $60,000. There's your $35,000 a month. A former controller at Trump's organization, Jeffrey McConney, we mentioned him earlier, testified he was not aware of any other instance in which the Trump Organization reimburse someone so generously? McConaughey said he never spoke to Trump about the payments, but was told by the company's top financial official, Ellen Weisselberg, that they were reimbursements. Another Trump employee, as we mentioned, Deborah Tarasoff, walked the jury through the 34 invoices, ledger entries, and checks stemming from the payments to Cohen, which were made on a monthly basis after Trump won the election. Each represents one of the 34 counts of the indictment against Trump. Most of the checks were signed by Trump personally, and prosecutors highlighted his tall, looping signature in thick ink for the jury. Prosecutors say the payments to Daniels corrupted the 2016 campaign. We know about that. They say the altered business records covered up election law and tax law violations that elevate the 34-count Trump faces from misdemeanors to felonies punishable by up to 4 years in prison. But there's the math, right? $130,000 plus 50, double it up because he's got to pay taxes in New York. It's high taxes. Plus, we go up to 60 on the end to make it all worthwhile. Thank you for your effort. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump was such a generous guy. I'm going to do it out of my own pocket instead of taking the write-off, you know, because only suckers pay taxes. So Donald Trump went to pocket to pay, his attorney for services provided to Trump Organization?
And again,
it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You would never do that. I wouldn't do it. Certainly Trump wouldn't do it.
And paid $140,000 to perhaps as much as $210,000 in unnecessary taxes. Does that sound like Donald Trump?
Right.
It does not.
Here you go.
So that's an interesting detail, or nothing to see here as they're reporting it on the Foxy News, Tom. Well, none of this is illegal.
Come on, that's what they're saying on Foxy News?
That is literally what their courtroom reporter is saying. NDAs are not illegal.
Well, NDAs in and of themselves are not illegal. Hell, you can write a contract. Contracts are legal. But write a contract for murder, that becomes illegal. I mean, there's sometimes when things that are normally legal become illegal.
We don't draw those distinctions on Fox News. You know what? Some good news I heard today, Dom. Maybe it's got me a little bouncy in my step.
Oh, what's that?
Because we don't know what this resolution to this Trump trial is going to be for another couple weeks. Couple of weeks, the defense said today they've got like 2 weeks plus a day. Only three
prosecutors.
The prosecutors. My bad. Yes.
This week, next week, and then a few days the following week.
And they're going to wrap up the prosecution's case. And then the defense, you know, Donald Trump's claiming he's going on the stand, Dom.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
I am a little suspicious. You know, he might be gagged, not be able to properly extend all of his constitutional rights. He
incorrectly made claims, and the judge had to set his ass straight last Friday. Because it's a big deal if you were actually in court and you think a judge's order would not permit you to testify in your own defense. Of course not, Mr. Trump. Absolutely not. You have the absolute right, I believe Judge Michon said, the absolute right to testify in your defense. Are we clear?
He also has the right to not self-incriminate. If you put his ass on the stand, you know he's going to do it.
You can't help it. Right.
So are they going to mount any sort of a defense? You know, legally, they could say that case is so weak, defense rest. I mean, it could be over, other than closing statements, 5 minutes after the prosecutor's done. Trial portion.
Right. What does the defense, what is the defense? I mean, who are they going to bring on the stand?
Melania is a character witness. I've stood with Donald through many, many affairs.
He would never do anything like this. I mean, I don't know. I'd be very interested. I look forward to seeing what the defense pulls out of their ass in order to try to justify this behavior from Donald Trump. And the way that the prosecution is lining them up right now, again, it doesn't make any sense. And we understand the business aspect of it. I mean, just as a legal entity, Trump Organization is a separate legal entity from Donald Trump personally himself. We get kind of understand that. A lot of folks may not. They might not see the distinction between, you know, corporate Trump versus personal Trump. And the way that the prosecution are, you know, going through the motions to bring the dry, you know, money trail very specifically to the jury to describe and articulate how, who, where, what, when, how it actually was going on, what it was like at the Trump Organization. What Donald's going to get on the stand? I hope so. Who else are going to bring in? Character witnesses? You know, Ellen Weisselberg? No.
Maybe the doorman down at Trump Tower. Steve Bannon. Rudy Giuliani.
I mean, Alex Jones maybe could come up, take some time off the radio to go with
him. Peter Navarro get out of prison to come be a character witness? Maybe. Weisselberg? Oh, no. Weisselberg's been excluded because he's in Rikers.
He's in Rikers, yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe Trump will join him if he violates the gag order again.
Could we see a Marjorie Taylor Greene on the stand?
Territory motivations. MTG? Man, he's even losing MTG. But I know we want to move on to some other topics, Security, but the... Oh, man. What was the stupid show that Trump got all famous on? The Apprentice? The Apprentice,
Celebrity Apprentice.
For the vice presidency now. Have you heard some of this stuff, man? Oh, my God. Rick Scott, we have that. We do have some of the sound from Trump today. We'll throw that out there as well. And Kristi Noem, did you really, really meet Kim Jong-un? Well, she won't tell you yes or no.
Dominic, Steve Bannon said this today. It's all this to smear Trump. The only thing you've seen in the narrative in the courtroom in the last couple of weeks is Trump's a scumbag. Trump's a scumbag. Steve Bannon, I finally agree.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Join us on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you mentioned the little Mar-a-Lago event they had this weekend, the beauty contest for vice president. And apparently Kristi Noem didn't get invited up to the stage.
Oh, was she still there, but not on the stage?
She was there. She was in attendance, but she didn't make the stage cut, apparently. You know, but there were notables, people like J.D. Vance, Tim Scott, a couple of senators. You know, I would wonder, just how do you sell your soul and prepare yourself to be the vice president for Donald Trump? I think Tim Scott, yes, really... And you know, we used to know a Tim Scott, but I don't think the other Tim Scott sold his soul for rock and roll. This guy clearly is willing to sell his soul for the vice presidency. He went on the Meet the Press with the Kristen Welker. I didn't see this live, but, you know, it caught people's attention, Dom. And
oh, yes.
Maybe we should share it. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we do, Rich has actually prepared some late Trump sound from After Court. I'm not clear what we're playing, but we got three of them.
All right, let's hear it.
Here's how Trump's mood is post-court. Play cut one, please, Rich.
This judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
Please, I would like to see that happen today. We had seen that quote. What else did Trump have to allow after his day in court? Defend on Trump!
The other thing that maybe is even more disgraceful is the gag order, where I can't basically, I have to watch every word I tell you people.
You so clearly are not watching every word. I saw you in Waukesha the other day.
It's a very super limited gag order, man. There's just very specific things you cannot talk about. You can go after the judge. You can go after your political rivals. You just can't talk about the jury, the courtroom officials, families, or the witnesses. It's not out of the realm of
very limiting. Civility. Very limiting. One more from the Cheeto Messiah. Defend on Trump. Cut three, please.
What's going on with this judge is a disaster. Between the gag orders and the hatred he's got for me, and everybody sees it.
Yeah, the hatred. Well, I mean, I don't know, hatred, probably a little irritated considering you're flouting the rules 10 times, accused of violating, found to be in violation of the very limited in scope a gag order that, you know, everyone else in the world would get one or two shots. You got 10. You're lucky he's being as patient as he is.
10 and counting. It's going up from here, don't you think?
I think so. We'll see. But like I said, he could very well keep his mouth shut, because if he does something, pulls something off, maybe it wrecks a day or two in court. Well, he doesn't want to do that. Then he's got to go spend the night in jail? And he, much as he says he'd gladly make that sacrifice, I don't believe him.
I would like to believe him, Dom. I think we should give him the benefit of the doubt and throw his ass in the clink. Do it. Show some real hate. I think you owe it to him.
I feel like I owed it to them. Tim Scott, one of the presidential hopefuls, was at the Apprentice interview down in Florida. Then he was on the Meet the Press, as you mentioned. Let's play that one, if you would, please.
I think he's ready. I think he's got the tenor of the job just right, Dom.
Will you commit to accepting the election results of 2024, bottom line?
Well, at the end of the day, the 47th president of the United States will be President Donald Trump, and I'm excited to give back to low inflation, low unemployment.
Wait, Senator, yes or no? Yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter who wins?
That is my statement.
But is it just yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024?
I look forward to President Trump being the 47th president.
Chris, no matter what.
Times, Senator, just a yes or no answer.
So the American people will make the decision.
But I don't hear you committing.
For President Trump. That's that clear.
I don't hear you committing to the election results.
Here's the deal.
Will you commit to accepting the election results?
This is why so many Americans believe that NBC is an extension of the Democrat Party. At the end of
the day,
I said what I said. I know that the American people, their voices will be heard. And I believe that President Trump will be our next president. It's that simple.
But, Senators, you know, the hallmark of our democracy is that both candidates agree to a peaceful transfer of power. So I'm asking you, as a potential VP nominee, will you accept to commit to the election results in this election cycle, no matter who wins? Just simply yes or no.
I expect President Trump to win the next election. Listen, I'm not going to answer your hypothetical question.
I'm not going to answer your hypothetical question. What's hypothetical? You either will or will not accept the results of the election. I mean, that's terrible. I cannot. And I know there's a lot of heat sometimes on the Meet the Press hosts. I thought she did a pretty good job. And what do you do when someone doesn't want to answer the question? You ask it five or six times and you make him look like the fool that he is.
I thought he demonstrated the proper loyalty in this case, Dan, which is the only real criterion. I mean, he's really speaking for an audience of one, right? The defendant, the cheat old messiah.
Well, but he's not just speaking to the audience of one. He also is a U.S. senator. He represents lots of millions of people, and he's being asked a very specific question. And when your answer is Donald Trump will be the 47th president of the United States, without answering the question, then my assumption is no matter what happens to the election, you will support and think that some way, somehow, he will be the president. He will be forced into the presidency? Are you going to make him if he doesn't win the election? How does that happen, sir? The whole thing is just absolutely terrible. Tim Scott's a terrible human being.
Well, you saw how January 6th worked the last time. Consider that the dress rehearsal.
Of course, man.
One way or another, Trump is going to be the 47th president.
Come back with us. The happier happy hour comes next, 844-967-2789.